This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. It is college acceptance season, or more accurately, rejection season when it comes to the most elite schools. There was news in the past week that Harvard and Stanford turned away about 95% of applicants this year, a new record for Harvard. There are lots of reasons top-ranked colleges are turning away more applicants. For one, they're getting more because of more aggressive recruiting. And because some kids are so unsure of what it will take to get in, they're applying everywhere. All of this can be crazy-making and heartbreaking for a lot of kids and their parents. New York Times op-ed columnist Frank Bruni says it doesn't have to be. He's out with a new book, Where You Go Is Not Who You'll Be. Great to have you here.
Hey, thanks for having me.
We should point out, of course, that this mania that you describe and this obsession with name brands is really limited to a pretty small crop of students aiming for elite colleges. But where did this fixation on getting into a top school come from?
Well, it's been with us for a long time. It's just gotten much more intense lately. It's fed by a whole industry, you know, of admissions consultants and coaches. I think it's informed by the economic pessimism of the country. You know, it used to be when you asked Americans, will your kids do better than I will? They would say yes. Now that answer, most Americans don't believe their kids will do better. I think in their anxiety about the country's prosperity and its future, they want to give kids any leg up, anything that might be a leg up, and they see elite schools as one of those things.
And how do these elite schools feed the frenzy? I mean, several big-name schools even extended their application deadlines this year, only, it seems, in order to reject more students and you know, look more selective.
Well, you know, they've all transferred to the Common App, which is an electronic form that allows you to apply to many, many schools and only kind of do a little bit of supplemental work for each individual school. So they feed it by making it easy to apply. As you said, some of them have extended deadlines. They market themselves to students like never before. They want to get the best students, and they want the most diverse student body, so that's the good impulse behind it. But they also just want big, big numbers, because we've entered an era here where a low acceptance rate, proof that you have turned away masses of people, is bragging rights among colleges. And so when Stanford last year posted the first ever 5% acceptance rate, you know there was a shudder at Harvard and Yale and Princeton and a feeling like, we better get our applications up.
And in fact, this year, Harvard is almost down to 5% acceptance.
Harvard hit a new low. Columbia hit a new low. I mean, it's really crazy. But we're going to look up in 5 years and someone's going to say, hey, we did negative integers, a negative 1% acceptance rate.
I want to take apart this idea that where you go doesn't matter. For low-income students, there is research that says that going to a selective school can make a big difference, not only in whether they graduate, but also how much they might earn later in life. So, you know, is it really fair to say that the brand doesn't buy a lot of opportunities?
No, it's not fair to say the brand doesn't buy opportunities, and you've noted an important asterisk. You're absolutely right about the research. But here's the thing. The reason the anxiety is at the level it is right now is because we're giving families the message that it's going to matter in an enormous, profound, and irrevocable way. What I'm saying in the book and my message is, yes, an elite school with a low acceptance rate can give you an advantage, certainly right at the beginning, but it's not a do-or-die, make-or-break advantage. It's not going to last your whole life. At the end of the day, you are going to be judged by what you've learned, what you can do, and there are many, many paths to where you want to go.
Frank Bruni writes an op-ed column for the New York Times. The book is Where You Go Is Not Who You'll Be. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you very much for having me.